Hi, over the next 8 weeks, we will be discussing spiritual disciplines and what that looks like in our lives. We will be basically going over things like quiet time, praying, reading your Bible, going to church, and that sort of thing. What does the Bible tell us to do, and ultimately, why do we do them? But before we can actually get into that portion, we have to look at what is fueling our drive to do these things. See, without a clear understanding of where Jesus's role is in these things, this could either make or break our discipline in doing these things. And so today what we're going to look at is we're going to be in John 15. And we're basically going to look at what Jesus says about his involvement in our lives and basically how he fuels these disciplines in our life. So let's read this. John 15, starting at verse 1, we're going to go through 1 through 5. And it says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. Already you are clean, because of the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. So we're going to really focus on verse 5 here. I want to read that last part again. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. See, when I think about these disciplines, I think about a river. And when you think of a river, like let's say the Mississippi has a source of water, and that comes in from Minnesota in a big lake. And this lake fuels the beginning of the river, which ultimately other things flow into it. But if that source were to stop completely, the water itself would stop in an area, and everything in it would die. We would see certain wildlife just completely vanish in that area because of the source vanishing. Well, this is how I feel a lot whenever it comes to our disciplines, comparing Jesus to our disciplines and the source to a river. See, without the source, there is no water. Without Jesus, there is no true discipline. When we look at, let's say, as an example, let's say Bible reading. See, if I do Bible reading and I get into it, but I'm not reading because I love Jesus or that because Jesus is abiding in me, I'm just reading a book. There's nothing fruitful coming out of it. James 1:22 says, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says. So we could easily, when Jesus is taken out of the equation, just merely listen to the word. We're no longer doing what it says because there's no point. Jesus is no longer the reason. And if we see it as a checklist, let's talk about prayer. So we see it as a checklist. Well, because I'm a Christian, I have to do this. Well, if there's no Jesus, your prayer life is going to quit. Because ultimately, Jesus has to be the reason you pray. Because you want to talk to him, because you love him. Without Jesus, all of these things completely disappear. We no longer share the gospel because our love for Jesus isn't there. Jesus isn't in the equation. We no longer pray for the right reason. We no longer read the Bible for the right reason. See, the disciplines without Jesus, they do nothing. They don't do anything for us. So my question is this, when it comes to our personal lives, what drives us to pray, to read the Bible, to go to church, to serve, to worship, and so on. What is our drive to do these things? If your source isn't Jesus, these things will stop. There's no passion behind them. So I would really like you to examine yourself and see where you could correct yourself. Where's your mindset at? What should you be thinking about? Who should you be thinking about rather than what you've lived the Christian life up to this point so far? What are you living for? Is it morality? Is it a pat on the back? Or is it Jesus?